you're back there. No one can see you pushing buttons, doing whatever you do back there, making me look good. You're not making me look good. Hey, listen, today's a very good one and topical. It's one of those ones that kind of make you go, hmm. You know what I mean?
That make you go, hmm.
That's funny, kid. Let's get this party started. E, hit the intro.
Welcome to the Where's the Focus podcast. WTF is an entertaining yet educational ride with top guests from every industry. Knowing where your focus goes, your energy flows. Hosted by top-selling author, sought-after speaker, leading coach, and high-level executive in the financial industry, Daniel Manganiello. So, WTF.
Here we go. It's a fun one. Look at that. I'm sure this is not just me I'm going to talk about today. It could be. I'm a little off sometimes, but I don't think it's just me. But have you ever asked someone, hey, can you take a picture of us? Or can you take a picture of me? And they say, sure. And you stand there and you look your best with whoever you're with, your partner, your child, your dog, your rabbit, whatever it is. You kind of get the idea. And then you say thank you, and as soon as they walk off, you open the picture, and then you start the zoom process. You know that process where you start, oh, what's behind, what really? And then you zoom in on your face, and you're like, oh my gosh, when did I get old? What happened here? And then you zoom in on the kids and go, oh, they look all right. And then you zoom back in on your body, and you're like, ugh, what happened? What's going on? That doesn't fit right. Why was I standing like that? Then you zoom back on your face, and then you zoom in on the background, and then you try to make edits to make yourself look best from a stranger that you wonder if they've ever taken a picture. Is the first time they've ever taken a picture on a phone. you know how that works.
Come out on now, dog.
That's what you want to say.
Come on, man.
Just look at some pictures that people take. So the reason this came is I was zooming in on a Mother's Day picture. It's got Mother's Day in the background there. So a Mother's Day picture on my phone, doing some editing and you know, trying to take out the stranger's flaws that put into the picture. I was zooming in and out and looking at myself, that one doesn't look good. Maybe I'll zoom in another one. They took 116 of them so I can figure out things. And something hit me. We sometimes live our lives like a picture on your phone. We zoom in so close. All we see are the flaws and the problems. We zoom in so close on issues. They seem so huge. And then we have to deal with the worry and the insecurities. And that's all you can see and all you can think of when you zoom so close. When everything's not going our way at work, it could seem like a huge deal. You're over-zooming. Most of your problems are good problems to have, and they're there for a reason. Most of your challenges won't matter a year from now. Think about that. Most of the challenges you have aren't going to matter a year from now. Most things you're worried about, never going to come to pass. You need the regular lens perspective, not the zoom in. Because when you zoom in, you obsess, you overthink, and you become paralyzed to move forward. Get the standard perspective lens right now. Zoom out of the situation. See the whole picture. Don't zoom so close that the indentation of your son's golf ball that hit you in the forehead becomes your main focus. Sometimes I do that. You zoom in there and I go, oh, I got hit with a golf ball right there and it's a big scar. You got to zoom. Now, don't zoom in so far. Remember how insignificant even the big things are. Remind yourself that you overcame a problem in the past and you're going to do the same thing here. Really what it is gain a broader perspective in our challenges that we're all facing. We all have to learn to process, to zoom out, and review your current problems from a wider angle. Remind yourself of the temporariness of this problem. When you let worry and fear in, it kind of overtakes so much. Fear inhibits critical thinking. It just does. No longer we get guided by worry, the longer we get guided by the worry and the fear, we all make bad decisions when we're in that state. Fear becomes a reasonable justification for unreasonable actions. Fear becomes a reasonable justification for unreasonable actions. This week, when you're zooming in on that picture that you just took or the memories that come up on social media picture, and you want to analyze yourself and your appearance, I want you to think of this message today. When you zoom in too close to anything or any situation, you're going to find the flaws because that's what you're looking for. Look at the whole picture. Find the beauty not in and all the others in the picture, but look at all the surroundings that are there. And trust me, you look fine. A broader perspective on any situation deletes that worry and that fear. So with that, thanks for having fun with me today. You know, if you enjoyed this one and you know someone that can use this, share it with them. There's a little thing. They should go click, share, wee, and then you put it to their, you can even do it to, you can text them for crying out loud. And if you're not subscribed, please do. Or you can say, hey, you know what? This guy's not so bad. You should probably listen to him. Go ahead and subscribe. That's good stuff. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, go have some fun and make dreams come true.